Whether they like it or they don't like it, I'm going to tell them exactly the truth of what I saw at my farm, because I'm not biased in any way. They appreciate that honesty. A lot of guys are encountering the same obstacles as we move into newer genetics, higher yields, all of those kind of things. And so these guys are kind of on the leading edge of agriculture. But the other great thing is a lot of them are very environmentally conscious, and we want to reduce our footprint as we go through our life, and then we want to hand that on to the next generation so that those people can farm reduce erosion and reduce the contamination to the water. I mean, the farm, our farm, that's our office. And we're pretty proud of that. So we don't want to see the soil wash away. We don't want to see any nutrients go into the water. And we're pretty conscious of those things. Yeah, so the first thing that happens is we start to reduce tillage, is that we get a residue buildup issue. And whether it's the bean straw or whether it's the corn stalks. And so the two problems that we have, number one, is just mechanically trying to get those high volumes of residue to flow through a planter. And that was one of the things that I did, was to innovate a way to chop up the corn stalks so they'd flow through better. But secondly, by reducing the residue levels, the soil warms up faster. It dries out quicker. We get more earthworms, and we're recycling the nutrients at the fastest speed possible now. The decomposition rates are very high, and so the soil's just healthier. And it's just so cool to watch those earthworms build their little middens out there, and they gather up all that residue and they take it down into the soil, and that's the way it's supposed to work. And so we're working with Mother Nature and compromising with her to have a great corn crop and a great soybean crop, but at the same time protect the environment.